What are the challenges when a team just rushes four and drops seven?
Yeah, you know, they've obviously been playing well, and they do a lot of good things, and you know, they present challenges. You know, just like the previous weeks have, and you know, obviously the game they played last week, giving up 10. That's really impressive, and we're obviously going to have to be sharp on the things we do and take notice of the things they do and prepare well this week.
Blake, did you develop any kind of a friendship with Manziel, crossing paths, and any kind of bond or anything being with the quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously kind of linked together being in the same class and had some opportunities to spend time with him at the premiere and symposium and draft and stuff like that, and, you know, talk to him. And, you know, I mean, he's a great dude, and, you know, I wish him the best of luck, and he'll get his opportunity. And, you know, I've obviously enjoyed watching him throughout his career, just like the rest of the quarterbacks, you know, that we're all in the same class together. I mean, I think just the whole thing in general, probably, you know, as a whole, is probably getting slower. And I think that comes with more and more reps you get. The more game time reps, the more game time experience and exposure you get, you know, the easier or better job you'll probably be able to do of, you know, getting those checks that you went over in film room and on the board, you know, translating that to the field and into the game time situations.
What are defenses trying to take away from you guys?
You know, I think they're doing a lot of stuff. You know, I think we've seen a lot of different things. We've seen pressure. We've seen different looks. We've seen guys drop off and play coverage. You know, I think it goes into their game plan and what they think is going to work, and obviously the feel they get during the game and how the game's going along and the type of vibes they're getting.
Put up a lot of yards last week offensively, obviously. I guess the emphasis is now finishing drives, and how do you emphasize that?
Gus has been big all week on, you know, the attention to the detail and the little things. And, you know, those are obviously the things that finish drives, you know, a missed block here, a missed throw here, a whatever. You know, you kind of, those things stick out when you start getting close. And so those are obviously the things we got to tighten up and improve on.
Have you developed a pretty good relationship on field with Allen Robinson? Do you kind of look for him?
Yeah, you know, I feel really comfortable with all of our guys. I think they're all doing a really good job. You know, it's the first time in a while everybody's been healthy, and you know, I know they're excited to get out there, and you know, it's been fun, and they've all, you know, really worked hard and competed throughout the week, you know, going through things and you know, finding ways to get open.
What about with Allen, and what do you like about him?
You know, I think he does everything well. I mean, he's obviously a big guy that runs well. He's physical. And I think that, you know, it's not one guy or another. It just happens to be Allen, you know, in the read that pops open. So, I mean, that's just how that is.
When you have your full group of receivers as a quarterback, is it tough not to say, okay, I haven't got him one in a while, let's check out of something? Or is it just about that play? Or do you make a conscious effort, hey, you got to get everybody involved?
No, you know, I think you go through and you look at what they're giving you. And if it's something that you can get the ball to somebody that you haven't, great. If not, then, you know, you're not going to force something in order to get somebody a catch and get the ball in their hands. You know, obviously we want to get the ball in the playmaker's hands. But, I mean, we're going to go through with reads and progressions and get the ball to you know, whoever's open.
So is that kind of what you've been waiting for, though, to have this full group of receivers finally healthy?
Yeah, it's definitely awesome, you know, to have all them. I know they're excited. I'm excited for them. You know, definitely excited to play with them.
With that said, how does Cecil only put 16 targets in? Is he that open all the time?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, obviously him, you know, going through the progressions and whether he was the first read, the second read, or whatever, it just so happened that, you know, that was who the ball went to, you know, on numerous occasions. And he did a great job. And, you know, those other guys, you know, I think understand the same thing, that we're not targeting Cecil on purpose. You know, that's just how the game happened to go. And, you know, Cecil did a great job with everything thrown his way. But, I mean, those guys keep working their tails off to get open because they know, you know, at any moment it could be coming to them as well.
When you watch Cecil on film, is it easy to see that he's been in the offense longer in terms of just being in the right place, knowing where he's going to be?
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, he's got a great feel for it. You know, really smart, intelligent guy that works hard. You know, and they all are. So that's why it's fun to be around. It's fun to practice. It's fun to watch film together. But, I mean, they all work their tails off and know what they're doing and are able to get in the right spots at the right time.
Blake, are you anticipating defenses starting Sunday maybe trying to take away your running a little bit more?
You know, I don't know. I mean, if they do, that's, you know, that obviously opens up other things. But, I mean, I don't know if that's in anybody's plan or not.
Are you surprised that you're only, like, 17 yards away from being the team's leading rusher?
No. You know, I think we're going to continue to work and improve and try and get our running game better for sure.